gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the January 6th hearing, post-game edition. Hang Mike Pence. That's the Thursday theme. Now, there will be more hearings. Here's what we know for sure. Tuesday at 1 p.m., noon Central Time, and then next Thursday, June 23rd, noon, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. So Tuesday, Thursday of next week, there are two more scheduled hearings. And it was supposed to be like a Thursday night wrap-up primetime affair. And I might have gotten a couple of the dates wrong, but these are the most current dates as being offered by the Washington Post. We got to get from here to a criminal referral of the former president, maybe John Eastman, and a few others for good measure, Tom.
Yes,
I bet he wished he'd gotten on that pardon list now, doesn't he? And what about the president, the former president, Donald Trump, today? I want equal time! I want equal time! I mean, equal time in prison was my first question, right?
Well, equal time, he can say, what does he want? He wants to come in front of the committee? I mean, what is he? You can't go on Fox News. You have your own Twitter. You have your own social media company, right? You own that, right? Anybody, the lots of people from the reporting I've seen who put up, I'm not sure what you call a post on his social media site, but if you put something up that they don't like,
truthiness,
they don't like, they will pull it down. Right, so he has that platform. He has Fox News. He has OAN. He has hell. He can get up on a soapbox and people will cover it. What is it? What does he want? Equal time? You want to come in and testify to the committee? Sure,
yes.
That'd be great. Please do.
Let's accommodate that.
I'm sure the January 6th committee would be happy to accommodate that.
844-967-2789. Pizza Box, Mike. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mike.
Well, you know what? Yeah, forget Dom. I was really pissed when I heard them saying God and prayer. At a hearing.
Greg Jacobs, the counsel to Pence, referenced, Christianity a few times during his testimony today.
Yeah, kind of like the last 12 years of watching the Republicans open up each session, bowing their heads, with prayer to Jesus and God before they rob the poor people and working class.
Right.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a little assumptive, too, of Pence to be talking about heaven. After all, he did have that death carrier fly land on his head. And and he was willing to go along with it. I mean, he called Dan Quayle. Imagine if Dan Quayle said, sure, go for it, and then the judges, Ginny and Uncle Clarence got together,
I get the criticism, but I mean the whole Dan Quayle thing. I mean, obviously this conservative judge who testified today, and Greg Jacob, his attorney. I mean, they also had huge influence. There was no testimony about what Dan Quayle did or did not say.
But Pizza Box, I ask again, then why is he continuing to seek alternative answers? Right, Pence kept looking for the right answer, the different answer, the Trump satisfying answer?
He didn't want to get hanged, which, by the way, had he been hanged, then he might have got into heaven.
Well, what I always say to the faithful, Pizza Box, if paradise awaits, don't let me stop you. Thanks for the call, man. And let me just say, for the record, and you're right, the whole, all the, I started there with the prayer. But people's faith is people's faith. I don't care. I believe in everyone's right to have or not have whatever religion or mythology they choose. My issue in that becomes when they decide to use whatever mythology or religion they worship to justify their efforts to make me live the life that they claim they want to live. That's where I have the issue with. So if it takes you a prayer to go to to go to bed at night, knock yourself out. Doesn't matter to me. But then if you want to use that religion to influence the political process to make sure that, kids don't go to drag queen shows, I think that's pretty ridiculous.
All hail Devil Radio at 844-967-2789. You can also tweet us at Devil Radio.
At Devil Radio.
Dick, you're next from Madison. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Well, I'm with you, Kurt. I could mainly leave Mike Pence. I mean, I don't care what all the accolades he got today. But the other thing is, when you said that you were surprised that the president didn't call him to see how he... Come on, man. He said he wasn't his friend anymore.
I don't want to be your friend.
Have you ever heard, when's the last time you did something like that? Second grade, third grade?
What, try to get my co-pilot hung?
No,
I mean, I tried to steal a couple of buddies' girlfriends in college, but that's a whole different crime.
No, but I'm talking about to go, oh, you're not going to be my friend anymore? Come on. And then...
Oh, I see that to Dom nearly every day. So that's
Dick, what's the? But here's the thing, man. Here's what you got to understand about you know about gangsters and hustlers. So it's the insinuation, right? Yeah. If you're not going to be my friend anymore, you know what I'm saying? Well, hey, I'd hate to have you lose these beautiful windows in your front business. If you pay me some money, I guarantee you nobody will break your windows. But you know, if you do not pay, I cannot guarantee. See, it's not what they say; it's what they mean.
Right. I'll give you a little extortion and see where you go from there. But, you know, the other thing out of this whole thing, thank God. I mean, the good judge said some great things today. Thank God he spit them out before the 2024 election or even the midterms. I understand measuring what you're going to say, but holy Toledo.
But, Dick, what do you think about the content of what he said? You're talking about this retired judge who was apparently, you know, revered in conservative circles, saying that he would lay his body down on the street before he'd let something like that happen.
Pretty unbelievable. And I read something about him, too, that a lot of people said that many years ago he should have been considered for the Supreme Court above certain people that are on it right now. I don't want to mention any names, but maybe Clarence Thomas.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, any other thoughts, man?
No, it's just the whole thing is just he's right. There would have been people in the streets. And I would have been one of them if they would have taken this election away and if everything would have went that way. And there would have been a revolution. And he's right about that and what's so concerning is you've got a hardcore right-wing former judge saying this that I'm agreeing with.
I know. Between that, your newfound affection for Liz Cheney, man, it's twisted, upside-down world, isn't it? We're in the upside-down world now, Dick.
Yes, we certainly are.
I appreciate your call, fella. Are. Any final thoughts? None.
844. None.
You know, at least he's decisive, that Dick.
But what did he say? He says Trump and his allies, they are a clear and present danger. This is still going on. This is not over. We have a bunch of, you know, election deniers and hustlers, you know, running for Secretary of State's offices and running for Congress, and they're all pushing the same thing. So what's going to happen if, because they are in the minority, man. I mean, absolutely. There's no question about it. The more people vote, the less likely it is for Republicans to get elected. That's why they have all sorts of voting suppression laws in place and continue to push that. If it was the other way around, they would not do that. You see how that works? So this is still going on. Their judges, conservative judges, warning us all right now. This is clear and present, and it continues to happen out in the open in front of all of us right now.
I didn't know you couldn't do that. 844-967-2789. Let me be clear. You can call us and join this big program. I'll like Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys. And every time you play Ozzy Osbourne, I can't help but think of the movie Megamind, where he's switching between Ozzy Osbourne and Loving You by what, Mimi Riperton or something like that. It's just, you know, that's just how my mind works sometimes. But, I mean, it was just amazing. Yes, and I was just about to fall asleep when that judge was talking. But, I mean, getting back to Mike Pence, and for all these other guys were telling him, no, why weren't these people calling this out, you know, when it was happening? I mean, that's my question. And I'm used to answer shopping because when I was an auditor, sometimes guys would go looking for different right. answers, you know,
yep.
for the
yep.
answers I was giving them for on my audits. That somebody should have been saying something. Why is Mike Pence out here asking for something for? He shouldn't even need to ask the question. He should just have said, "This is not right. I've taken an oath to the Constitution." It should be ingrained in his, for lack of a better word, soul, that's just something that is anathema.
Come on. He sold his soul to be the co-pilot to Donald Trump, Mark. I mean, really, if you're any sort of a Christian man, if you believe, like Mike Pence can't even be a room alone with a woman, not without mother being present. And Donald Trump allegedly sexually assaulted 20-plus women. Donald Trump, he saw the Billy Bush video, right? He saw the Access Hollywood video. Mike Pence did. So if he's any kind of a Christian, you know, the company you keep says something. And I don't think he was, being Christ-like and hanging out with the whores and the sinners. He was selling his soul to the Antichrist.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Always appreciate it. And I do agree. And while there is, perhaps a little, so very small bit of credit to give to Pence that he didn't fold like he did every other time when it came to Trump in this regard, the perfect opportunity would have been on January 5th, prior. Because what happened on January 5th? Well, that's when Trump tweeted out. He put a tweet out to his millions of followers, quote, "The vice president and I are in total agreement that the vice president has the power to act." That's what he said. That's what he tweeted out on the 5th before people died and the Capitol got attacked. Now, where was Pence then? He knew there was, according to the testimony today from Jacob, he knew that they did not agree. That was exactly the opposite of what happened, that was a bold-faced lie. But Pence didn't use his Twitter account to push back and respond to it, right? He would have had, there's so many opportunities for Pence to do it. Now, certainly the question is why? Well, fealty to Trump and fealty to the party, to the MAGAs, man. It's a cult. And you don't leave the cult easily. Hell, he's not even going to their, I saw some headlines at the Raw story that whatever religious organization he goes to, the prayer meetings or whatever, he's not going this year because he was yelled at as a traitor last year. So, I mean, it's hard to go against the cult. And I think that's ultimately
why.
They're
just speaking in tongues, Mike. They're just speaking in tongues. Right.
Hang Mike Pence is not in a language that you cannot understand.
Larry on the road, man. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, I'm heading down to the Capitol to participate in a brief rally for the birthday of the civil service laws, even though Scott Walker kind of took care of those. But anyway, I find it amazing that the country is split on the Johnny Depp trial over who was lying. You know, everything's about she lied, he lied. But how is that so important when people like Trump and his ilk, you know, have continually lied to the American public for years, and even in his business transactions? I don't get it. How do they get a pass when people are upset over the Johnny Depp trial?
Well, you understand, Larry, that they feel like he's God's plan. He's part of the chosen God's plan. He's the vessel of God. If God didn't want him to be the president, God wouldn't have allowed him to eyed the needle of the Electoral College vote in 16. So, Larry, the evangelicals and the white nationalists have created this whole sort of, it's just scary.
Savior? Christ-like?
He is a godly chosen representative of
Except
God's
he's not.
Will.
Isn't there an Antichrist in your book somewhere? I mean, are you kidding me?
Near the back.
When I was going to try and get this job, I was driving around the Green Bay area looking for another one, listening to a bunch of different stations. A lot of them were Christian. They were talking about the Antichrist being Donald Trump as a good thing because that meant we're all going to be saved.
Oh, that means Jesus is coming then.
Heard that more than one station.
Dom, just grow your hair a little bit longer, man. You could claim to be the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no thanks. Didn't work out for the first guy, apparently.
Oh, man. They would crucify your ass and probably hang you
Pence. I got an AR-15, right? According to Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'd still be alive today.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. More of your phone calls. Just have faith. We'll get to you. 844-967-2789.
Mike Pence said no.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
We're going to be friends for a long, long period of time.
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
You're going to be dead.